Hi, I'm Dylan. I'm an alcoholic.
So
I'm supposed to tell you my experience before and after drinking, right? That's the thesis. I just started really young, 16, 15, somewhere around there. Started with drinking and then, you know, escalated to, you know, experimenting with other things, you know. Kind of just wandered around from place to place, friend to friend, just getting fucked up all the time, drinking a lot. Had like $5 left to my name, and I'd go out and get a six-pack instead of a cheeseburger or something. So that was pretty bad. Pretty much ruined my family relationships. Lost a lot of friends. Screwed up pretty bad. Hurt some really good people. Didn't even realize it until a couple years ago. After all the trial and error, before I started trying to make amends with people and joined the military, was doing good for about a year and a half. I started drinking again. I used to spend like $200-$300 a weekend getting completely hammered. Escalated pretty bad. Got to like, did a lot of drinking in the Army. But ended up getting a DUI, got kicked out. Lied, tried to make it seem like it wasn't my fault. Like, I was, you know, just advocating for myself that I wasn't a bad person, even though I drank way too much, more than anyone needed to on any given day. Made excuses for myself all the time. And then after I got out of the Army, came back to, actually came down here to Florida, met my biological father. He's a real stand-up guy. found out that apparently alcoholism can be genetic. He was good proof of that. motherfucker would drink a handle of tequila like every 3 days. That was some serious stuff. But he used to like to try to get angry and fight me, but he's old, so didn't win. And then one day, it was like 10 o'clock in the morning. I woke up, I started doing dishes, and then apparently he had already started on his tequila that morning, so he busted into my house, because, you know, it was his house, but I was living there. And put his hands up like he wanted to fight, and I'd finally had enough because it had been like a year and a half of his bullshit and his drinking and his problems, and I almost shot him. So it was pretty serious. I had to step back and take a look at what kind of life I wanted to live, where I wanted to be, who I wanted to be, and I had to cut certain people out of my life, family being one. So it was difficult. Luckily for me, I had a buddy I served with. I ended up living with him over in Webster, I think. So that was cool. I mean, being up in Alaska and then coming back down here, and you have a friend, how about that? But even then, I didn't stop drinking. Even after all that, kept going, and then his family and friends would tell me I had a problem, tell me I needed help. All this and that. That's when I started to step back and take a look at myself. And so there's a lot of back and forth in my own head with the whole drinking thing. Then I just, after them, I got an offer to work on some cars for this ex-platoon sergeant in the Marines. The guy's a real hard ass, but turns out he's my roommate now, so that's fun. Yeah, can't escape the mentality of once Marine, you're always Marine. But they've been helping me out a lot. They found out I was an alcoholic by firsthand experience. We went out to a one of those military things where you meet a bunch of vets and you go out, have a few drinks. Well, I had a few more. Ended up stopping somewhere to get gas, and apparently I stole some shit from the gas station. ran outside. They were like, what the hell are you doing? I was like, I don't know. So then I was given an ultimatum, but that ultimatum after the first meeting turned into my choice, because I like being here, I like being in these meetings, I like listening from you guys, and this is actually my first time telling anyone my story, but feels good. I've been sober for a month now. I got my chip last night, actually. I gotta say, the best part of being sober is being clear-headed, not feeling like I have a demon over my shoulder. Like, just every morning when you wake up, I used to just want to think about, how am I gonna get some beer today? How am I gonna get something to drink? When am I gonna drink it? How much am I gonna drink? Am I gonna drink till I pass out, or what am I gonna do if I run out, you know? That's how it used to be, but now I work, I live. It's easier. I don't have this dredging fear of not being in control of myself, my own life. And I have people to support me and help me out, including you guys, even though I don't know any of you. Because we're all here doing the same thing, trying to fight the same demons. It just is what it is. I know it's supposed to be going on for like 15 minutes, but that's all I really got, guys.